Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. I've heard that song 1,500, I don't know how many times, but I do sit through it. I sit through it every time. We could just put it in post. My name is Doug, and boy, do I love cinema. This is Doug Loves Movies, recording on Sunday afternoon, April 14th, 2024. And my guests today are three good uns. We've got Nikki Bond, Sam Levine, and Ryan Niemiller. Hello.
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 Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name, which always works out great for the first person I'm going to introduce. It's Nikki Bond. Hey,
Nikki. Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy Easter.
That's the new game now, is trying to get people to say it back.
I didn't this
late in the year, because it's, you know, it's like when you're on stage and somebody in the audience yells out I love you, or when I say you, I mean people that aren't me, but you know, like especially at awards shows like the MTV Awards or something, people will yell I love you, and then like, you know, Mariah Carey will say I love you too, and I always found that to be a very hard to buy, that she loves that stranger. But
she loves the idea of them.
Yeah, Nikki, are you ready to compete against two returning chumps?
As ready as I'll ever be, which means not ever ready.
Okay. I call them chumps, but thank you for coming back to the show, and I wish you all the luck. Anybody can win is what I like to say.
Yeah, we'll see. That's what you like to say, sure.
Well, let's meet the other champs. Champ number one is a man with a plan. It's Sam Levine.
Oh, hello. I am a chump indeed.
Happy ongoing New Year, Sam.
Happy ongoing Chinese New Year to you as well, Doug.
Let me ask you something personable. Let me ask you something in a likable manner. No, mm-hmm. Did you TurboTax or H&R Block?
I have an accountant.
I knew that answer.
I don't trust.
You could have just picked one and pretend to be a man of the people.
I needed to be Leslie Nielsen, who had the lasagna.
Oh, okay. And I am performing with this next guest this Saturday, April 20th. It's Ryan Niemiller. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
I'm so excited that we're going to be at the Bear River Casino Resort in Lolita, California. So much going on there.
Yeah, totally. It's long been a bucket list city for me to visit. And I'm so glad through the wonder of comedy that it gets
it's
to happen.
Finally happening for you. And just, you know, I don't know about you, but I just have a fondness for bears and rivers and
bobcats. And bobcats.
We got one of my heroes, Bobcat Goldthwait, is going to be on the show with us. How crazy is that?
Yeah, that's wild to me. 17-year-old comedy nerd is very excited about that weekend.
It's a fun, it's 420 theme, so their ads and stuff have like a puff of smoke surrounding our faces and stuff. But you know, Bobcat is kind of notoriously sober, has been for quite a while. What about you, Ryan? Are you much? You're not a pothead, are you?
I'm straight edge without the douchey part of it, I guess, because I didn't really know it was a thing.
You're fun straight edge.
I guess so. Not to bring the show down this early in the beginning, but like I never started drinking because my dad was an alcoholic, so it wasn't like a fun thing. And yeah. I used to be very militant about it, like I'm never going to drink. And then kind of once I lessened on that, like I'm 41 years old. You don't start drinking at 41. Like I'm not going to your party when bringing the Mike's Hard Lemonades because I have to still build up to actual drinks. So, and then marijuana, I've never really partaken in because it ruins everybody else's buzz when I'm constantly saying, "Hey, can you guys light this for me? Can you light this for me, please? Can you light this for me?"
Well, you know, it's hilarious to me. As soon as I made assumptions about you and I knew about Bobcat. So it's just very funny to me that they're like, "Hey, it's the 420 show."
I'm not above pandering. So I will be the biggest pothead they've ever seen if that's what that crowd wants.
I don't think they will want it. The crowds never want, like, you know, there's so much pot humor in every comedian's act. Like, comedians who don't smoke pot talk about how they don't smoke pot. The ones that do talk about, like, there's so much of it that it's like, it's almost like you don't need a theme night. You don't need to call it 420 night. And this is, it is a Saturday night in an area known for cultivating marijuana. So it'll be a really interesting to see who shows up. But
I'm going to talk about how I'm giving my 11-month-old son pot already because I'm a very progressive father.
Well, it's California.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you're not going to get high or a drink, then I can only assume that gambling doesn't appeal to you either.
See, gambling actually does appeal to me, which is why I never started doing that.
Okay.
Luckily, I'm a very competitive guy. I sort of have that in me, but thank God I'm always broke. So it's easy not to start gambling if you don't have money to spare for gambling.
Right. But, you know, takes money to win money. And, you know, I've been broke and tried to fix the situation through gambling. And it's, you know,
been successful every time.
I can't say it never works, but it's hard to do it that way.
I go shopping, but gambling sounds like a little bit better. I need something new and I feel broken today. So maybe I'll go take over for you guys.
It's just fun after, you know, a long after a gambling spree to just not have anything tangible to show for it. you know, when you go nuts and go shopping, at least you still have whatever ridiculous thing you may have purchased. True. At least you have it.
Yeah. In theory, you can recoup some of that losses by selling it as well. You can't sell that you bet on red and it was black.
No, but boy, that does sound like the next level of like this NFT kind of thing, you know, like selling your gambling losses. So it'll be the next cameo. Famous people who have gambling losses, you can, you know, pitch in for them.
Oh, man. Charles Barkley is going to be huge on this.
He's doing all right, though, isn't he, though? He's got a show with Gail King.
Oh, no, he makes plenty of money, you know, with a job, and then gives a lot of it away at the tables.
I see.
I've seen him in Vegas twice now in the same casino.
Oh, don't get me started on my Charles Barkley gambling story.
I will not.
We have to go into, we have to visit Recommendation Nation. That's where I asked each of my guests to recommend one movie. It could be in the cinema, could be on streaming, could be hard to find. I don't care. Just, you know, just something that you would wholeheartedly recommend. We'll start with you, Nikki.
I forgot about this part of the show and you said that. I just went, oh, shit.
Have you seen a movie lately that you really enjoyed? That you
like, yeah, I liked Poor Things.
Hmm.
Why do you say it like you'd like this? You'd get pushed back on that. Have you talked to people who didn't like it?
Yes, I've talked to people that didn't like it. It was too weird for them. I think baby boomers, like my mom, was like, it was strange, and I was like, no, you guys just aren't ready to admit that sometimes women get verbally abused. Okay, we're like, oh, haha, look at this movie about verbal abuse. You know, it's fine. It's all good.
It's an interesting movie because I saw it in the cinema and there was like a kind of you could just kind of feel that a lot of people in the room were not into it. And I think there even were some people who left during it.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. For me, it took too long to get going, but once it got going, I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, once it got, I agree. The beginning was quite slow. And then, but yeah, once it got going and the hitting started, it was great, you know? Just, some people walk, I giggle, you know?
But, you
she ended up winning. And that was the best part of it. Like, it's sure some parts were uncomfortable, but she was the hero. She, you know? And that's the best part, the revenge.
The title, I think, is a spoiler because I think the poor things are the men.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
It's a pretty wild movie, and of course, Emily Stone won the Oscar for it. And,
Emily.
Emily.
That's what her friends call her. That's what her name is.
I didn't know you were friends with her. That's so cool.
Well, you know, I was talking to Yorgo, and
his friends call him Yogurt.
His friends call him Yorgo because in his language, you when addressing him, you say Yorgo, and when you're talking about him, you say Yorgos. This is all true. This is all stuff I picked up during, you know, when I kept seeing them on the red carpet everywhere. Sam, we're coming out of awards season. Would you still recommend a movie from that time, or have you moved on?
I've moved on. You know, I'm not in my award season brain anymore, but that's just for the calendar year 2023. I have a movie. Unfortunately, to my knowledge, it did not win any Academy Awards. I don't even think it was nominated, but oh man, if we could go back retroactively, I would give this film every award available in the calendar year. Face Off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't even nominated for anything at the Oscars.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, it might have been nominated for some obscure technical award, but I don't think it was nominated for like best makeup or action sequence or any of that.
They should have created an award. Like the two actors had their faces entirely removed.
Entirely removed.
And swapped. Just for a movie, just
and they're both notoriously method actors. They actually had their faces swapped.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's commitment. This
is breaking news, but yeah, those guys really swapped faces. You know,
and when the movie ended, they didn't want to go through it again, so they just stayed that way.
They stayed that way.
People don't realize
careers and lives. In fact, that's why it was Nicolas Cage who didn't know Idina Menzel,
right?
Because
he doesn't follow music.
He doesn't know. It felt weird when Travolta didn't know. Yeah. But of course, Nicolas Cage doesn't know the name of a Broadway actress.
No.
All right. Enough silliness.
Sam, and you will be very happy to know that it was nominated for one Academy Award.
Oh, bless
you. Here we go.
Best effects, sound effects editing.
Oh,
there you go.
So you can sleep well tonight. You can sleep well tonight.
But it didn't win, though, did it?
It did not.
No.
So it's not Academy Award winning film.
Mm-mm. Mark P. Stokinger and Per Hallberg were screwed. Everybody knows that.
All right. I'm gonna start a write-in campaign. We're gonna fix this.
All right. Well, now at least we know how Ryan won on the last episode that he was on.
Now, by being a dork who knew that Hulk Hogan was in Santa with Muscles.
No, you looked it up. You looked it up.
No, that movie is what got me to quit cutting. That movie really changed my life.
You
so
did was... really. He really did know more about that movie than anybody ever.
More than Hulk Hogan did.
But briefly about Face Off. It's great. It's like, you know, it might be a little bit of a slog to sit through because, you know, what's his name? The director really.
John Woo.
He really enjoys his slow-mo and his doves.
Slow motion doves. Trademark.
Yeah. But but just the performances, especially John Travolta, I think, does a better job of pretending to be Cage than vice versa. But they both. It's just the whole thing's a treat. You get a little Margaret Cho in there, which is weird. Okay. Ryan, what's your pick going up against Poor Things and Face Off?
So I'm in the era of my life where I'm trying to catch up on movies. I had a pretty long time where I just didn't watch a lot of movies.
Sure.
And I fly a lot, and that's good for catching up on just like odd older movies that you haven't seen in forever. And we talked about it last week because one of the categories was Tom Hanks movies where he plays the name of the movie.
Right.
And so I decided to watch the movie this morning, actually on the plane, where he was where he played the character named Big. I watched Big for the first time and or at least the first time that I remember, you know, having a conscious memory of it. And it's kind of a weird movie. I love Tom Hanks in just about everything. That lady totally bangs a 13-year-old and doesn't seem all that upset about it later.
No, when she gets the news, she's just sort of like, well, you know, I have plausible deniability because I did think he was a man who was acting very much like a child, which this is really an interesting... three-way here of movie selections because they're all three movies where the main character or characters absolutely appears to be something that they are not.
Ooh.
Okay, okay.
Wow, we stumbled into a theme.
Wow. Look at you.
Well done, team.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's great.
One's through magic and two are through surgery and science.
And all three films feature Willem Dafoe.
Oh, no, that would be wild.
That would be great.
That'd be so fun. But it's still pretty interesting, though, that that those three movies were your picks. And in the case of Big, I find it harder and harder to rewatch because of first that thing that you mentioned, Ryan, but then also. They try to address it in the movie because I think I bet you if they'd have ignored it entirely, people would have been really like, what is his mother doing? But even putting her in there and showing what a mother would be going through when her son is just entirely vanished.
Yeah, I mean, because it's played for like the premise is played for kind of giggles.
Right, you know, isn't it funny adult him can't convince his own mother that he's him? Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
that there's a grown man in their house insisting to be the child that is missing and presumed dead?
Yeah, isn't it funny that she almost stabbed her son with a large butcher knife? That's awesome.
You know, I think you're forgetting she has another child, so she's not that concerned.
Right.
You know, she's got the baby. She'll focus on the baby.
It's such an easy rewrite. The guy's a fucking orphan. Done. You don't have to have this whole situation where there's a mother.
Yeah.
So him and the other kid are just, they're like foster kids?
Yeah, whatever. Like, well, no, because foster kids have parents that love them. They got to be absolute orphans.
Yeah, they gotta be living on the streets.
His friend could be a non-orphan, but he has to not have a parent.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, as it is, they got rid of his dad, right? She was a single mother.
Yeah. No, I think there's a dad.
Oh, she'll go through it okay by herself. Oh, there was a dad.
Yeah, there was a dad, but he's adult. He's a goof.
And he doesn't show up. He's not in the scene where he's not concerned at all.
That he's like, good. I'm glad that kid's 13. He should be out there getting a job. And
well, the dad, he's got a real tough job on Wall Street, you know, and his boss has been riding him for the latest numbers and just all the stress of that fast paced Wall Street life. But that's a different movie.
I've never seen this movie you're talking about, so I really can't shine. Can we go on to something else? Is this a sports podcast? I've never been more clued out than when I watched.
Okay, so just briefly, Tom Hanks starts off as a little boy.
Okay.
Played by David Moscow, who as an adult is still an actor. But anyway, he starts off as a little boy, and he really wants to be an adult because he's tired of being kicked around because he's just a stupid kid. And he goes up to one of those Zoltar machines that you see everywhere where they give you the, you know, and the Zoltar turns him into an adult. And then as an adult, he stumbles, much like in other movies where somebody that has limited capacity, like in Being There, there was kind of a simple man becomes huge through his own childlike simplicity. He succeeds very much in the world, in the corporate world of toy making, and he moves up to ranks as an executive at a toy company because he's got such a childlike mind,
and he knows what the kids are thinking.
I see.
So anyway, so of course, like, it's great for him that his character is like getting all this adult stuff and having a great time, and he's not just dying on the streets. But I imagine a version where when he finally does come home and he's back to being a kid again, he walks in on his mother has committed suicide.
Yeah, because when they show her in this movie, like the few scenes she's in, it's like she's in a real state of just real panic and hurt and fear and concern. It's like, bring me back my son. And he's like bouncing on a trampoline and playing pinball in his house. Like, fuck you, Mom. Whee!
Doug, I'm sure you remember in the 80s, Hanks, I think he hosted SNL when Big was coming out. Uh-huh. And they shot a whole bunch of fake deleted scenes where he talks about how, you know, oh, the script went through so many changes. We shot so much. There was one version where he never goes back to being a kid again, but he's able to convince everyone that he is 13 and then he has to go back to school. And so then there's like a clip of him playing softball with all the other kids, but he's still Tom Hanks.
Right.
And he's just mowing kids down, running the bases.
Always so funny. Always
I feel like
funny.
That's where the Mercedes Rule suicide scene should have been.
Yeah. Well, thank you for those recommendations, and for I say, you know, watch a triple bill, write a thesis. Sounds there's an incredible connection here between these movies, and it's something for us to think about while we listen to these ads. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and the first game we're going to play today is a game I made up that I'm very proud of. Oh, it's called, I also had trouble choosing between names, but this is what I settled on, that it's called Guess Who. So not Guess Who, but Guess Who, because yes, because we're going to use the first names of my three guests today are the potential answers.
Oh boy.
In every round. I will name a movie, and we'll start with Nikki. I'll name a movie, and then you tell me if that movie's lead character was played by someone named Nikki or Sam or Ryan.
Now we're talking the actor's name, not the character's, correct?
The actor who plays the lead role in the movie. Is it a Nikki, a Sam, or, of course, and this is Sam, S-A-M, or because our friend Sam spells it differently. I won't tell you how he spells it, but...
keep it a mystery.
Can you imagine? S-A-M-M or Samuel or
okay.
I guess, Samantha, Nikki, Nicole, Ryan is all by itself on an island. There's nobody with a name where Ryan is just part of the name. Right, Ryan?
Brian.
Oh.
You just want to put a B at the front.
Yeah. And also, Nikki is exclusively referring to female Nikki's.
Oh.
Like you didn't slide Nikki Cat in there?
Yes. I'm gonna name a movie where the lead character is played by Nick Cat. Nikki Cat.
Just making sure
a movie exists.
Maybe he did some indies where he's the lead. I don't know. He was pretty prolific.
Absolute top build, Nikki Cat.
He's close to the top in Boiler Room, I would think.
Right, but he can't. Diesel, Affleck, there's plenty of action in that movie. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll start with Nikki.
Okay.
She'll guess one of those three names. If she misses, then it moves on to Sam. If he misses, then Ryan, at least in the first round, will get the gimme point because, you know, he'd know which name is left over. And every time somebody gets one right, the next person starts the next round. First person at 3 points wins. Are you ready, Nikki?
I'm ready.
Okay. The motion picture. It's a weird one to just say normally, so I'm going to say it like how I enjoy saying it.
Okay.
It's a motion picture called Birth.
What?
Birth?
Birth.
Oh, Birth.
Birth.
Yeah, see, Sam can just say it.
I feel
weird just saying it's called Birth, but
I thought it was going to turn into like Birth. Birth. Okay.
Yeah, how the guy from Jurassic Park would say it. Welcome to Birth.
Okay. the way you're saying it makes me think somewhat of Jennifer Lawrence. I don't know why. So I'm going to go with Nikki or Nicole. I'm going to go female on this.
Wait, so you think Jen Lopez?
No, Jennifer Lawrence. The way you're saying birth reminds me of Jennifer Lawrence, that Jennifer Lawrence movie where she gave birth and she was pregnant that whole time.
Well, that movie's called Mother.
Yes. So it's making me think of Mother. So I'm going to go with like my psychic gut instincts and stick female. That goes my name.
All right, now it all makes sense. And birth is just birth, no exclamation point. But mother does have an exclamation point at the end.
Good to know.
Okay. Yeah. And, birth was from, I believe, in the 2000s. 2004. Sam's an expert on birth, apparently.
Well, you know me in years.
Because let me get the right sound effect going here. I have my sound effects today. That is, you are correct. Nikki, that is a Nicole Kidman starring motion picture.
Yes. See, always associate. Think of the association and go with that, and you will win this podcast.
See, even in the movie, she even says, birth happens in a place like this. All right, so Nikki's on the board. That was easy. That was easy plus peasy. Sam, you get the next one. You get to start us off.
Okay.
Tell me if it was a person named Sam or a person named Nikki or a person named Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Who was the lead, top billed in The One and Only Ivan.
Oh, I have heard of this movie.
I mean, there's only one and only.
Yeah.
One and only Ivan.
I didn't see it, but I've heard of it.
Oh, so would you say I've been thinking about watching it?
I would say I've been thinking about watching it. But now I'm worried. I'm thinking of
what's
a long
your guess?
Movie. I having no strong confidence, I will go with my gut and say Sam, because Nikki got Nikki, so I'll bet I'm getting Sam.
Oh, well, you know, if Nikki didn't get Nikki, you wouldn't have gotten Sam, but that is a good point.
It's all I got to go on.
It could have been set up like that.
Could have been.
That is correct. The logic is flawed, but the answer is still accurate, because in The One and Only Ivan, the great Sam Rockwell is the voice of Ivan the gorilla.
Okay, yeah, this is not the film I was thinking. There's no gorillas or voices.
That's so funny.
Are you thinking of Henry Winkler in My One and Only?
Oh, maybe that's it. I think that is what I'm thinking of.
Old Sammy Winkler.
Yeah. But that is a. Both of you have taken an interesting approach to guessing the correct answer. Let's see how Ryan does. The motion picture is called A Sunday Horse.
A Sunday Horse.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is 6 days out of the week. But on Sundays, it's a horse.
Is this a furry movie?
Would that movie star a Nikki or a Sam or a Ryan, you think?
You know, I like Sam's idea, and it's probably going to bite me in the ass here, but I feel to get us, get the wheels greased here, you were going to give us all our own name there to start, like do boom, boom, boom. So I'm going to, again, with no knowledge of what this furry movie is. So I assume 6 days of the week, they just work, you know, on Wall Street. And then on the seventh day, 1 day a week, they're a horse. I'm going to say Ryan.
It'd be funny. It'd be sad if this was a drug movie about a guy who does horse on Sundays. Tries to be keep it responsible at first. Where's my sound effect? Here it is. Incorrect.
Oh.
Yes. I'm sorry. I did it. That I couldn't count on both Nikki and Sam getting theirs right the first time. So
it's because my parents gave me a stupid fucking name. That's why.
That's what happened.
If my name was Sam or Nicole, I would have been fine. But no.
Fine right now.
All right, so Nikki, what do you think it is of the remaining choices, your name or Sam's name? Who stars in A Sunday Horse?
I'm gonna go my name again.
That's crazy preposterous that would work out for you, and yet it has.
Correct. Listen, madness. We're talking horses, we're talking tall people. That's maybe Nicole Kidman, I don't know, but that's my logic.
Yeah, no, it's an actress who does not play the lead very often, but she was in the Twilight films and a bunch of other stuff. Her name's Nikki Reed.
Okay.
Nikki Reed stars in Sunday Horse from 2016. I don't know how old she was, Sam.
but the lady from Big did want to have sex with her. That is
yes.
The lady from Big. How dare you? The great Elizabeth Perkins.
Elizabeth Perks.
I barely know my name. I don't know who all these people are.
Right? Okay, so congratulations. Nikki is she's at 2 points. You only got to get to 3 to win this thing. So it's still anybody's anybody could do it. Sam.
Mm-hmm.
The motion picture.
Yep.
That I need you to tell me if it stars a Sam Orion or a Nikki is a film called The Slaughter Rule. Like, you know, Slaughterhouse Five, but just one other rule that one has to go by when slaughtering.
The first rule of slaughtering.
Yes.
I do not know this film, Doug.
I don't expect anybody to know this.
Very first one you said I for sure knew, Birth. I saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
Having absolutely nothing to go on, I'm just going to play the odds. I don't believe we've had a Ryan yet, so I will say Ryan.
Okay. Sam wants to play the odds. Go with Ryan. Did it work for him? It sure did.
That is correct.
That is the correct answer. It's a Ryan Gosling film.
Oh.
The Goss.
2002, it looks like. And it cracked me up. He plays a character named Roy Chutney.
Oh, Chutney.
Yeah. Like the sauce?
Yeah. The things they do to try to make that man not sexy, and it's never going to work.
Nope.
No matter what they do to him.
Don't bother putting glasses and a ponytail and overalls on that guy.
Oh, ridiculous.
He'll always be sexy.
Okay, Ryan, it's your chance to get on the board, as they say.
That is what they say, Doug. That
you're up first.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm so ready. I'm at half mast right now. I'm that ready.
Nikki, Sam, or Ryan, The Bad Guys. The Bad Guys.
The Bad Guys. I feel if I don't get this one right, I'm the bad guy, as in being bad at this game. And I don't want that. My son will never respect me. I'm going to say, again, don't know what this movie is. I'm going to say Sam.
You're going Sam.
I'm going Sam.
Would be the lead in the motion picture, The Bad Guys.
I assume Sam would be one of the bad guys.
Yeah, well, you might be seeing this movie very soon with a small child in your midst, because it is animated.
Okay.
And the main bad guy is a wolf who goes by the name Wolf, and he is voiced by...
Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell!
Huzzah!
Damn it, I knew this movie too. This one was an airplane film.
Oh, okay. I've heard good things. I watched a few minutes, didn't mind it.
Yep.
But then decided to do something else with my time. But it could be revisited.
Gambling? You just decide to go back to gambling?
Yes. My seat on the plane, I picked gambling. So, my problem with watching movies and TV shows on planes is I just for some reason really take comfort in watching things I've already seen before.
Oh.
Rather than something new. If it's something new, I'd rather see it in a more more normal environment. Mm.
I have a quite the opposite. I take the opportunity to watch things that I would never have paid to see in a theater, nor would feel like if I'm sitting at home, you know, looking for something, I would go, oh, I'm just spend the next hour and 40 minutes watching this. Like if I'm trapped on a plane, I've got no choice. I go, all right, I'll watch that movie that everyone's been talking about for the last year or two.
Yeah, but you got so many choices and your favorite movie's probably on there.
That's true. They always show A Clockwork Orange on every flight I'm on.
They have it all the time. And also it's cool that you like to watch it a lot.
It's that and Requiem for a Dream. You know me, Doug. I'm a chipper guy.
All right. Well, you're about to be sad because Nikki has the chance.
I know. Whoa. I know. When I'm getting mathematically boxed out.
With Nikki's answer here, you could be, or you could be, rise up from the ashes if Nikki misses.
Mm-hmm.
Sam?
Yes.
Ryan or Nikki? Which one is the lead Nikki Bond in a movie called Prancer?
Oh, I've actually seen this movie.
Oh,
this is like, this is a classic Canadian Christmas film. And I'm going with Sam
because it's one of seven films.
I don't know if you know this, but like Rudolph Claymation is Canadian and you all are coming for that film, you know? So we do it right. And it's Sam Elliott is the lead and he looks hot. He's a hot old man in it.
Yeah. He was born hot and old. And yes, from 1989. That is correct. Nikki did it.
I can't believe you chose Prancer. That I'm like, I literally just watched it this year.
Between all those movies, all those six movies I just named, I would not have guessed. I would not. I have no idea which ones any of you would have been familiar with. Shocked anybody was familiar with any of them. But congratulations, Nikki. You won that game. Just means you get to go first in our next game. May or may not. I think it's an advantage in this one, but we'll see after these messages. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back and Nikki gets to go first in our final and determining game. We switched the order around, so it's going to go Nikki, then Ryan, then Sam, and it's Sam's favorite game.
That's switching the order.
Yeah, because it went Nikki, Sam, Ryan.
Sure.
Now it goes the other way.
Okay.
Yeah. Curveball.
And Sam's favorite game is called The Little Search Engine That Could. He always makes that noise because that's Sam's impression of the brakes on a train.
That's exactly right.
All right. We got to get you just a recording of you making that noise and I'll play it. Whenever I say the name of the game.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I could just do it myself. That's the new name of the game. It's called The Little Search Engine That Could. Here's how it works. I typed a word into the IMDb search engine, and then I wrote down the top 10 titles that start with that word. Motion pictures only, not TV movies, not TV, you know, unless it was made for TV, but without ads, you know what I mean?
HBO movie?
I've never explained this before. Ryan's song was made for ABC, so there's like commercial breaks and shit.
Right.
And it's also a super short movie. So I don't consider that to be a movie. But something made for HBO, like what was the...
The Late Shift.
Angelina Jolie movie that put her on the map. Gia.
Gia. Yeah.
That to me is a movie that just played first on HBO. All right. Just to clear that up for anybody who cares. So the word that I use today is a word that is in a lot of titles, and that word is what?
It's the word what, isn't it?
It's what?
Yeah. Okay.
The word what?
This is going to be a disaster.
This yeah, it really is. No, but this is a new version of the Who's On First sketch. Because Sam fell right into my trap when I said the word is what.
What?
Tell us what the word is. It's what? What is the word? Third base. Okay, so the higher it is up on the list of the 10 that I wrote down, the more points you get. So like number one is worth 10 points, all the way down to number 10 is worth 1 point. And we'll take turns. Like I said, Nikki will go first, then Ryan, then Sam. Oh, you're right. I didn't switch it earlier when I said that, did I?
Not that much.
No. Just, yeah, it's not too much harder to switch when you have three people.
Yeah.
But we're just going in the other direction is the point I should make. Sure. And you'll each get three guesses ultimately, but we're going to go one at a time. So, you know, if you think of more than one, just guess one of them. And, you know, maybe nobody will guess it by the time it gets back to you. If your title isn't in the top 10, it won't, it's worth no points for that round. But here's an extra clue. Sam, do you enjoy an extra clue?
Love a good extra clue, Doug.
In all of these, the word what is the first word in the title.
Oh, okay. That's a very helpful clue.
Okay. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, Nikki, you are up first.
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
That is a terrific example of a movie that has the word what.
But it has an apostrophe and an S. Title. And I don't know if we're allowed to do that.
Oh, so you're trying to...
Nope. I'm just saying if I get in trouble, I understand why.
I mean,
I'm aware of my mistake, if it's a mistake.
Yeah, well, part of the trouble might be the absolute lack of any interest in what's eating Gilbert Grape at this time. Mm-hmm. Because, no, it did not make...
Whoa!
That was gonna be my first guess too. So,
are you kidding me?
It didn't
that
make
is wow. Leonardo DiCaprio's hottest moment.
His hottest moment.
He has never been hotter than when he was. Like,
remember when he's in the bathtub all night?
Never been hotter than she was in Poor Things. Tom Hanks was never hotter than in Big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Now we go to Ryan.
Oh, no, that was one of the two movies I thought of. So,
well, give us the other one, and then maybe you'll think of more as we proceed.
The other one I thought of is because I really enjoy the comic stylings of Bill Murray was What About Bob?
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, of course, What About Bob? It just rockets into the brain. If you've, you know, been alive in the last, old is that movie now? How old is that movie now? 30 years?
It's early, it's early 90s, 1991.
Right? Yeah.
So it's been a minute and I did see it further down the list, but it's not in the top 10.
Ah, nerds.
Sam?
Yes.
What's your first swing at this?
Hey, I'm trying to put myself in the what are people looking up mindset. And I know it is a popular show based on a film of the same name. So I will take a big swing with What We Do in the Shadows.
Whoa.
What We Do in the Shadows. Terrific TV series. The movie's good too, but the show is really, I love the show.
Yeah.
And it, as Sam surmised, is being looked up quite a bit, and ooh, really? It is number two on the ooh! List.
Oh no!
Wow, that's not okay.
9 points for Sam.
Whoa, it's a lot.
Yeah, not insurmountable. There's a 10-point answer out there, and then lots of other points to be made. So let's go back to Nikki.
Aww.
Round two, what's another movie that begins with what?
What Hot American Summer?
that's what it says on all my residual checks.
Yeah. David, that's just a fun add a question mark to the end and change went to what. And I think you've got a whole nother franchise, whole nother tentpole.
What? Hot American Summer? I don't know what you're talking about.
All sorts of different years. Yeah.
Okay. So I do. I have one, but I know it's not going to rank. What Happens in Vegas? But that's like old.
Well, you just, I couldn't tell you what the why things show up on this list when they do. I think a lot of it has to do with who is in it.
Ashton, he's hot right now.
Is he?
I mean, well, he's not hot, but he was on right. He's in the press a little
and
bit.
Cameron
ago.
Diaz is she's making her big comeback. She's got a movie coming out, but she had kind of retired for a while, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's on the list somewhere. But no,
oh,
I'm sorry, it's not in the top 10. Go back to Ryan, who's had some time to think about.
Oh, God, nothing.
No other Watt movies?
No. The only thing I think, shit, I don't know. What Hot American Summer really got me, so I don't
know. It's hard to think of anything else at this point.
Yeah, that brain erased me. That was
a solid brain erasure.
Can I do songs instead?
Yes,
because the only other thing, and I guess there's a chance this is a movie too, but like, my brain just keeps thinking, "What's new, Pussycat?" Because right. It's the only thing I can think of with what is
it
that
is
a movie?
I believe it is awesome. A movie. Yeah,
yeah,
it is a movie. Yeah,
sweet.
It's not on the list.
Hey, but at least it was an actual movie. That's I'm proud of that. I'm giving myself a point.
I
look on that, Sam.
They go crazy with the song titles becoming movie titles. So you just never know. Never know when you're going to hit pay dirt on that. But let's go back
today.
To Sam. Me. What's that?
That it wasn't today. That's
no, not today. Not today. Okay, Sam, you're up.
I wish I were thinking of like 10 different movies and then I had to choose between them, which ones I thought were up there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a lot harder than I guess I thought it would be even when you gave us the great clue. But the only one rattling in my brain that I can't not think of it is What Women Want.
Oh, that's a great one.
Remade,
but it's not popular.
As
yeah,
What Men Want. Right?
But that was a bomb. So I didn't figure anyone would be searching that. And I'm sure they're searching neither. It's probably number 15, but I had to go with it.
Yeah, well, we're not here to attack Taraji P. Henson.
No, not at all. I did nothing against her, but I don't think the film was very successful. That's all.
You called it a bomb.
Okay, fine. Not a creative bomb, just a financial failure. I've certainly been in plenty of...
Didn't even see it?
No, I did not see the film.
Oh, so you're the reason it didn't do well.
That's 100% accurate.
Yeah. What Women Want is number 4 on
Ooh.
The list. Yeah. I bet you there's a lot of hate lookups for that. You know, a lot of people looking at it out of anger. Because they're, you know, that was, of course, a big hit for Mel Gibson. Maybe one of his top grossing movies, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Over Bird on a Wire.
It did quite well. And I still I can't get past the initial premise of What Women Want because he can hear everybody's thoughts.
Right.
Or is it, I guess it's just women.
Just the ladies.
He can hear every woman's thought within earshot. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't just fall to the ground in pain all the time when he's in public. Because how could you? He isolates. It's like whoever he looks at is the thought that he hears. Like whichever thoughts he is looking to hear what they have to say. You know, it's rather silly. Okay. But we're running out of time, and this thing, there's still time to turn this around. Sam only has 16 points.
If I get the negative 8th movie on the list, I'm going to win this bad boy.
Yeah. But just for fun, Nikki, do you have another movie that begins with What?
Yeah, well, it's once again, I'm doubting myself because it's not What alone, but Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
That was my next guess.
That was Sam's next guess.
I'm going to be so upset if that's number one. I'm going to be so upset.
It's old, but the TV show, the Swans show.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Yeah. Show is right now, so that's a perfectly... I'm shocked it's not higher. It's number 6.
Ooh, wow.
Hey, points, though.
Points. Do I get bonus for What Hot American Summer, maybe?
Yeah. No, you got... You got 5 points for that, that answer you just got, plus a dignity point for Wet Hot what hot, but you know, it's not worth, you know, it's not valid for, you know, it's okay. Void. Like, you just know that you have it, but you can't spend it.
Okay.
In fact, you can't spend any of these points. Ryan, let's get you on the board, buddy. Let's get, just throw out one. What movie that's on this list?
I actually feel good that I might get at least a point on this. I'm very proud that I remember this because it actually was one of my favorite movies, and I just haven't watched it in a long time. And when you're under the pressure, you don't think of shit.
Yeah.
But it's, I always, I appreciate when comedians do serious roles.
Oh, I know where this is going.
A lot of times more than their comedic roles. And Robin Williams is probably one of my favorite dramatic actors ever. And I loved the movie What Dreams May Come.
Or did you say Wet Dreams
May Come? I was going to say, I'm going to do a word swap with Wet Hot American Summer. So Wet Dreams May Come.
Yes, What Dreams May Come is number 8 on the list.
Yeah!
There you go. Yes.
Point, scoreboard.
Yeah, you got some points. You did it. I'm even going to add your points to Nikki's points.
Hey,
because that's how far ahead Sam is. But Sam, let's really show off here. And every once in a while, somebody comes along, Edgar Wright, who can name all three guesses end up being on the board. He, in fact, got numbers 1, 2, and 3 one time. What do you think's number one, Sam? Let's do that. Let's just get number one.
I am down to the last film that I can think of that starts with what?
Okay.
And there's no chance it's number one.
Okay.
What Lies Beneath?
Oh my God, it's not number one. Okay. You were right about that, but it is number 7.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you got 4 more points. You got 20 points total. So you did
well done.
You did pretty good there. Yeah. So Sam is officially our winner today. Congratulations, Sam. And before we get into your plugs and everybody else's, people are dying to know what else is on this list.
I have to know. What is,
on this list that Doug got really high and made up? number 10 is from our friends in France, apparently, from 1986, a movie called What Every French Woman Wants.
What?
Of course! Oh! So embarrassed we didn't name it.
Yeah, but it's probably a very different movie from What Women Want. When you narrow it down to just French women, it's probably just mostly just, you know, some quiet time in the afternoons and some baguettes.
Is there a chance that What Women Want is a remake of that film?
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised, but it's so funny that, yeah, it's I just was tickled by the title, What Every French Woman Wants. All right. Like, there's ones from, you know, countries all over the world. Did you see What Every Bulgarian Woman Wants? Very, very sexy movie. Okay. Number 9 is a film, I assume, being looked up because Mr. Daniel Radcliffe always seems to be making news lately by being in good stuff and being a good dude. A movie called What If?
Really?
What If?
This starred Daniel Radcliffe and Zoe Kazan, and it was directed by the dude who directed Goon, who has been a guest on this. Number 8, of course, was What Dreams May Come, then What Lies Beneath, then Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, and then number 5 was one I really did not suspect would come up, a motion picture called What Happens Later.
Oh my God, I know that movie. No, I am not in that movie. But I actually stumbled across that movie a couple weeks ago on cable. That's Duchovny and Meg Ryan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay, shut up. So we want to get them maybe on this show.
Oh, never mind. Edit that out.
I'm kidding. I think
Meg Ryan directed it.
Oh, I bet she did. Yeah, she did. She's done a little bit of that.
You know what? Okay. Let me rephrase. It's not for me. How about that? Is that fair? Okay, no, it's not for me.
It's for
I'm
people
still gonna
like
watch
crap.
It, honestly.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. What Women Want was number four. Number three, a movie I've never heard of from 2017, starring Noomi Rapace, called What Happened to Monday?
Hmm.
Yeah.
It became
I asked
Tuesday.
Myself, every Tuesday I ask myself.
Yes, and Monday was the day of the horse.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And then number two was What We Did in the Shadows. And number one, I cannot believe Sam did not come up with this.
Oh, Jesus, no. Because there's no movie I'm in with one.
It's a motion picture that stars a good friend of yours.
Oh, God.
You know, as is always the case with her movies, she plays the titular character. It's a film called What a Girl Wants. Yeah, starring Amanda Bynes from Snow White, starring
Sydney White.
Sydney White, starring Sam Levine.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
you win anyway, Sam. So congratulations. What have you got to promote today?
You know, of course, you can find me on Cameo, and at this point, just that's all we need to talk about. Just find me on Cameo. I've been doing a lot of super fun videos. I just want you to know you get your money's worth. When I do a cameo for you, most of my cameos are several minutes long, and I'm told people enjoy them.
Yeah, some people are like, I want a video that goes on for too long. Well, anybody can make something short and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
You should do like ones that are like a really slow build, like those movies where nothing happens for a long time, and then finally, you know, something happens. Okay, so Sam. Yes. Wednesday night is our next show, a live audience show at the Improv Lab where you've appeared before. Mm. Do you know if you're available?
I am not available, Doug.
Okay. I'm putting you down for a maybe.
Okay.
We'll discuss it later.
Wrong maybe.
Very well.
But in the meantime, Nikki Bond, thank you so much for joining us today. What would you like to promote?
My new movie is coming out, What Hot American Summer, and you can watch it in theaters for only a week, but then it'll be on Netflix. And if you want to stalk me, I'm everywhere, Nikki Bond, and check out my podcast, Whoa Dad, with my absentee rock and roll dad, who now wants to find aliens together. So that's what we're doing.
Oh, that's fun to have something you can do together.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool, yeah.
Yeah. But maybe, you know, instead of, you know, solving the unsolvable mysteries of the universe, why not just do a puzzle together? but thank you for being here. Ryan Niemiller, I'm going to see you Saturday
in
Bear Country. But what have you got? What else would you like to promote?
I'm back on the road a little bit. My son's almost 1 year old, so he can take care of shit on his own now. So I'm back on the road again. May 4th, I'm in Warsaw, Indiana. May 30th through June 1st, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And June 6th through June 8th, I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas, hitting all the major cities in the country.
In Little Rock.
Yeah, get the big ones.
Yeah, yeah, just knocking all those big ones out of the way. Getting Loletta here, which was the bucket list. But yeah, you can find all buy tickets and stuff at cripplethreat.com.
And it's Lolita, isn't it?
You keep calling it that because
you
I think that's
it's Loletta.
Yeah. It's spelled Loleta. So
yeah,
we'll find out when we're there.
I know that
I'm trying not to go to jail right now.
I know the town slogan is what's your ETA and Lolita. okay, so yeah, I'm gonna be there Saturday with Ryan and Bobcat and Bears, and so come out to us, come out to see us if you're in the area of whichever way you pronounce it, come on by. I do know how to pronounce Humboldt, which is right there. And then on as I said before that, Wednesday night, Douglas Movies is at the Lab at the Improv at 8:30 p.m. The next month, we're back in our regular slot, which is the third Tuesday of each month there at 7:30. I don't know why I brought that up again. I need people to focus on this Wednesday night, 8:30 at the Lab at the Improv at the world famous Hollywood Improv on Melrose Boulevard. Thank you once again to Nikki Bone, Sam Levine, and Ryan Nee Miller. As always, you know where to reach me. So long, architect.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in